We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav. Talmud Chacham, Tzarech Shiyum Et Gimel Dvarim. A Talmud Chacham, this is the Eitzah Taiva. A Talmud Chacham wants to get a good shteller, he wants to be able to paskin, he wants to be able to do things for people. He should learn three things. And like the Mashal speaks out, it's Poshet, he knows the halachas. But if you learn how to do it practically, the practical lessons of how to do this and hold his hands strong. What are the three things? Ksav, Shchita, Umila. Rashi learns Ksav means he should know how to sign his name. He might be in a Bezdin or Edis, he should know how to sign his name. Shchita means to hold his hand steady for Shchita. And Mila also, same thing, do a Bris Mila. The other Mefarshim, like the Rashash, Marashah, Mashma, that Ksiva does not mean to sign your name, because like everyone knows how to sign your name, it's not a big deal to sign your name. So Mashash is maybe because they have nice handwriting, but they both say no, that Ksav means Stam, it means to learn how to write, say for Torah, Mezuzahs, and Tefillin, that's what it means, Ksav. So it's an Eitzah Taiva, Talmud Chacham should know these three things, not brought down La'alacha, but it's an Eitzah Taiva. You should also know how to make the knot for tefillin, which Rashi explains is a knot. There's the dalad behind the tefillin shereish on the behind the tzuris on the head, and there's the yud by the shalyad. You should know how to make kesher tefillin ubrichas chasanim. That's the bracha under the chuppah and the shavah brachas v'tzitzis, because that's also a good thing for Talmud Chacham to know. V'idach, but the other one says hani shchichim. No, those three things tefillin and tzitzis and birchas hanam shchichi, that they know. You don't have to teach them, they have to learn it. But shchita, mila, and ksav, even though it's very common to have that, but it's always mumchum to do it, it's smart for Talmud Chacham to learn how to do those things. Now, the is a tzad in Tosfos, it says, what does it mean that tefillin is shchichi? So Tosfos says it means it's shchichi to buy. Avad is not saying we don't make cash on tefillin often, it means it's a shriach to buy the tefillin. Zot maravaita varu do mishmur. This is our halacha. Kol tabach she'eni yedei hilcha shchita, any butcher, which means any shaychet, does not know hilcha shchita, osur lecho mishchitase. You're not allowed to eat to mishchita. If you don't know for a fact that he knows hilcha shchita, you can't eat from mishchita. And that's where it comes from, to have a ksav kabbalah. In order to shaychet even today, you have to have a ksav smicha in order to shaychet. But if you don't know he knows hilcha shchita, you cannot eat from mishchita. What are the hilchos shchita he has to know? Ve'lo in hilchos shchita, shia drasa chaloda hagrama ve'ikar. Shia means that he shechs, and in between the two simanim, he waits a certain amount of time. That's a psul shehia. There's another psul called drasa. Drasa means instead of going a back and forth motion when he's shechting, he pushes down, and that also makes it into a treifa. Chaloda means he goes between the two simanim, and he cuts up instead of cutting down. Hagrama means he goes out of the makam shchita. The neck is a certain amount of space that you misspeak as shchita. And if you go out of that space, you go diagonally, that's hagrama. And we'll see in Hashem much more details when we learn the sugya is hagrama. The ikur means if it has a little nick on the knife, and then it pulls the simen instead of cutting it, that's called ikur, pulls out the simen instead of cutting it. So these are the five halachas. If you don't know them, also lechem shchitasa. So my Mike Kamash Vlon, Kula Taninu. It's all Mishnayos. The first Mishnayos, these five tzipsulim. You need Rehuda Mishmul to tell you this fact that they have to know. Of course, they have to know it. Letzricha. You know what the case is? Shachat bebeiz gimel pamim. Mishachted two or three times. Shachat bebeiz gimel pamim. Shachat chapi. Shachted excellent. Why don't we say, look, he knows how to do it even without learning it. So maybe now also, he probably he'll shecht good also. So he knows that it's a chamuchsik, do a good shchita. Since he does not know the halachas, zimim v'shoyi v'doris lo yada. Sometimes he'll do a psul and not even realize he did the psul. And the Ran speaks out from B'shem HaTaisvis even more, that even if he says barely that I didn't do any of the psulim, still, you don't believe him if he doesn't know hilchos shchita. Because since he doesn't know the halachas, b'shas when he shechted, it's very possible he did not realize he was making a mistake. And therefore, if a person doesn't have a ksav shchita, smicha on shchita, he knows hilchos shchita, he cannot shecht. And it's pasul shchita, b'diavad. Baruch Hu Yudom HaShmur, HaTabach Tzarech Shildek B'Simonim La'acha Shchita. A tabach has to check to see if he shechted roiv of the simonim right after shchita. He has to check. And he has to check if he shechted rubon. Omar Rav Yosef Afanan Ami Tanina. I'll bring you a raya, such idea of biduk in the simonim, that you check simonim. Afanan Ami Tanina. was just to talk about the halacha of shehiyah. What's the shear, the amount of time that you wait that it makes a psul shechita? So the Gemara is looking for like a time that you know how much time that is. Shem neimer imshakadei biker. If you waited enough time that it takes to check the Gemara thinks right now the simanim, that's called shehiyah. My lakadei biker simanim. So you see, there's a halacha of biker simanim. What else does shakadei biker mean? It must mean kadei biker simanim. If you wait enough time that it takes for the chacham to check the knife, and we know that you have to bring, even you're not check a knife yourself, you have to bring it to the chacham to check. And the reason that's covered chacham, the Gemara said, you have to bring it to the chacham to check. So kadei biker means no, enough time to kadei biker chacham. For the Gemara, that's not a good shear because every time it's different, depends how far the chacham is. So the Gemara Ella could a beaker tabach chacham. There's certain times when the tabach himself could check it, if he himself is a chacham. So if he's a chacham and there's no problem of checking to the ear because everyone understands that he's a chacham himself, there's no shalav covered that he could check it himself. So that's what he's a beaker. Enough time it takes if he was checking himself to check the knife. So I upon him, it's not a raya, but that's the halacha of Rudim Shmuel that a tabach has to check the siman. Now, there's a whole tumult that if it doesn't check, it sounds like maybe lechara it's possible to the ever. Let's say he says you have to check the simanim afterwards, and let's say the guy disappears and doesn't check. So then it's taka a big shiloh. It says it sounds like it'll be possible even for the ever. Even with this, it's loy badak mai. So it says we'll see the gemara now in a second that talks about discussion. Don't worry, loy badak. Let's say he didn't check. My, so it's definitely going to be possible, like we've seen, we spoke out. If you did not check the roiv simon afterwards, it's possible. Shiloh is, what is it? A treifa or an avela? Loi badak, my. Rabbi Yezim and Tigas, Mishim Rolev, Zabar Yadim, and my treifa, basur v'achila. Just v'achila. See, the Tana, nevela v'tam v'masa. So what's the difference if it's a treifa or an avela? A very big difference. The halacha is a treifa, you're not allowed to eat. But it's not metama like nevela. Because consider a good shechita, but you can't eat because it's a treifa. But if it's an avela, it's tam v'masa. So here, you shechted it, you didn't check for roiv simanim. What's the halacha? We say it's possible. What is it, nevela or treifa? It's a big difference. Now, the first hashkafa for Hashem will be that it's a nevela, right? Because if you don't have a shechita, it's a nevela. Treifa means it has a hole in its heart. Right? That's what it means. Here it's a nevela, you didn't have a shechita. So that would be the first hashkafa for Hashem. You have to know pshat man yom treifa. We'll see in a second. But we have over here machloikis. Is it a treifa and it's no iser? There's no tuma. There's no tumas masa. Or is it an avela?
If you go to the shop and think of a piece of meat.
Right. If you tell me because it's an avela, right? Tell me because avela. Because masa. Yeah, that's definitely an avela. Shaprite is definitely an avela. Here, there's a tzad as a treifa. Shalos, why? We're saying now we're worried about that. It's not a good shechita. So the Gemara, Lezmer, take this from the Lezmer, Yanni, I'm a treifa, Vasur, Vachila. I'm a study of Tanam, the veil of Tanam, Masa. My commitment, of course, not Chalikis, but Rav Huna. Chalikis is in Rav Huna. Don't Rav Huna says like this. Rav Huna says a memra, Behema, Bechaya, Becheskes Issa, in Medas. A Behema, while it's alive, has a Cheskes Issa. According to Rashi, the Cheskes Issa is Eivir Menachai. According to Toysvis in Mesechus Bey and other places, it's Becheskes Eino Zvucha. It's Becheskes that's not Keshachta. So it's Becheskes Issa. And now it's dead. So we look at, and we don't know if it's a good shechita. Since we don't know if it's a good shechita, so let me read inside. It's becheskes issa, which means that it has a status quo of eva menachai or ena zvucha until you know that it was geshachten. There's another halacha which we'll get back to soon. Nishchita, once it's geshachten kosher, harei becheskes hetta achi vod lo gemayin etva. It's becheskes hetta until you know if it became a treif or not. That's the second halacha. We have to explain that. Of course, it's b'ches hetter. Nothing happened. We'll see that soon. But we're going back to the first line of Rav Huna. Huna's the first line is that a behema, the status quo is that it's usher. That's the status quo until you know if it was geshachten. So what's the machlekes? Mar sava b'ches iser kaima v'hash demesi. It's b'ches iser, which means it's b'cheskes that it's Eivim Nechai according to Rashi, and now it's dead. So since it's dead, so we assume it's the same status quo like it was. That's Eiv Menachai, this is Nevela, but okay, it's called Machzikin Issa L'Isser. It stays in the same status as it was Osir. It was Osir the whole time, so now it's Osir also. And if it's Osir, then it's dead, and it's a Nevela, because you didn't have a good Shechita. You didn't have a good Shechita. So that's the, and like the way some explain, like the Shev Shmaitz and others, they explain like this, that the reason why we're saying it's a Nevela is because L'maisa, It's a tarat and a sasri. Why can't you eat it? You can't eat it because we're assuming it's not a good shchita. If you can't eat it, it's not a good shchita. Obviously, it's an avela. What else is it? You're saying it's not a good shchita, so obviously it's an avela. You can't say any like lumbas.
Why?
How's it? What do you mean? You see, you know why it's not a good thing because you're not sure it's a good shchita. You know why you can't eat it because you know it's not a good shchita because you didn't check the if you checked the rav simanim. You know why it's not good. You ask the rav, why can I eat it? He says because it was a good shchita. So then obviously it's an avela. It's not a good shchita. That's behind this man the yama. The other man, the Yama, takes it very literal. We go with the status quo. What was the status quo? When this man was alive, you couldn't eat it, but it wasn't tummy either. We don't tum on it. So we take the status quo. We're not sure. We go status quo. Status quo is that it's becheskes issa achila, not becheskes tumma. That's the way Rashi sounds. Tosis says a little different kinetic over here. Tosis the Masav Asur Bachila says, Mishum de Roy Pa'am Mishaykh Chapi, Visharim de Rice, Lechmiru Lasas Navela. He says different. He says that we don't machmer to make it into a Navela. That's all. Because Lamaisa Roy Shchitas are good. That's how he learns that because he was bothering him that if it was a regular Suffolk Ashokal, the Maram explains, like if he learns a regular Suffolk, so of course it's Navela. What would be it's a Trefa? It's a Suffolk if it's a good Shchitas, of course it's Navela. So the Tosis says different pshat. Tosis says really it's not really a safek hashakol. Really, roiv shchita would have been good. You don't check the roiv simana. Most shchitas we're talking about a mumche. Most of them are good. So most of them are good. We're just saying machmer only machmer akadei vela and nothing more than that. I in the maram and I in other mafarshim that talk about this mamish barichas. Okay, so we have machlokes over here. That's the machlokes and the bia machlokes is. How do you take the status quo? The Baal Batish way of thinking about it is like this. That you look at status quo. Status quo was that it was us to eat, and now it's us to eat, and the us to eat is because it's an avela, so it's matam v'masa. The other man says, no, the status quo is us to eat, and that's it. And therefore now it will be the same thing. Not more avaita, gufa. Om Rav Huna, behema v'chayeya v'cheskes isser imedes, achi v'alach v'neshchta, and that we just explained. We explained that the cheskes isser is idal eva v'nachayu in a zavucha, and it doesn't leave that status quo of isser until you know there was a good shchita. The second half of Rav Huna was nishchita becheskes heta imedes. If it got keshachten, it's becheskes heta imedes. Actually, vado ma tefal until you know exactly what the treifa was. So, afraid the Gemara. V'leima nishcha hutra. Like, what's the cheskes heta? When you shechter, it's mutter. Chazak always means the cheskes heta always means that when you have a shayla, it's cheskes heta. You shechter the behema, it's mutter. It's not like cheskes heta. What's cheskes heta mean? What's going on here? V'leima nishcha hutra. So tomorrow, Huna is trying to say, tell you halacha. Kamash v'lon the afigav the sial ba reyesa. Even as a reyesa, you still go basa chazaka until you know for sure there's a treifa. What was the case? K'debayim ne'rab abba merav Huna. Right after the shchita, you were trying to do the bedikas. Bedikas means you're checking the animal for any treifas. All of a sudden, a zev came and took away the bnei ma'ayim before you had a chance to even check it out. Mau, it's not here. What to worry about? What do we want to do? It's not here. We don't know if there's any reisa. There's no suffix. If someone takes away the ma'ayim before I check it, the luck is you don't have to check something. So it's where's your reisa? He took it away. Not Tlino, took it. Last night, it's not here. Elo nakav nema'ayim mahu. So it's not like this. Elo nakav nema'ayim mahu. Nakav akachazinon dolek vinu. So here, the question is, it has a hole in the ma'ayim. So the Mara says, if it has a hole in the ma'ayim, so then it has a hole. So what's the shayla? There's a hole. Saying, so what happens? They made the hole, so you know. What's the story? What's the suffix in? Elo not long vechziron kishehena kuvim mahu. The question was like this: the zev took away the b'nayim, and he brought it. You didn't see it yet. He brought it back. It comes back. It has a hole in it. Now we know the zev made a hole in it, so we have pretty good tliya over here. Michashin Hashem mokem nekav nokav oiloy. Maybe you're worried, since there's a hole there now, maybe the ze'ev, the wolf, poked a hole in the same hole. It was in the same hole. And therefore, it's a chshash of treifas. On that, the Gemara says, no, it's becheskes heter. You're not worried that maybe there really was a hole there, and punked, his teeth landed up in that hole. And a hole in the document, the intestine is one of the 18 treifas. So therefore, that's the suffix. Here, there was the Bnei Mayim came in front of you, and Lamaisa is a Suffolk Trafus. Now has a hole in the Bnei Mayim. You have something to be tell in that the Ze'ev did it, and the question is, do you say that the Ze'ev did it and this hole was not there before? Or maybe it was there before. Where is it? Maybe the Ze'ev made a hole in this same hole. So the Gemara says, no, you go bust the Cheskas Hatter. That's the chiddush over here. When you have a suffix of a reisa, you go basa the cheskas hat and you say that it happened from Zayv. That's lacharuna. Eisem asio kasha. We hear this brisa is referring to a problem of sakana. We know that a nachash eats from something or drinks from something, it puts its poison into the food item and then it's also that food item called sakana. So rod tzipur hamanake retainer. You see a tzipur poking around a fig, va'achbar hamanake avtichim, or a mouse poking in avtichim and melons on top of bays. Cheshina were worried shema b'mokoyim nekev nokav. We are worried because the sakonis the fascists that maybe that hole was done by a snake, and therefore you shouldn't eat it. That means if you find an avtiach with a hole in it, don't eat it because it's a chash nachash. Here I even have a tliya. I see the animal poking into that hole. Zok the brisa, you can't eat it. Why? Shema b'mokim nekev nokav. So you see, you are worried about such a thing. And you are worried when it comes to eating this thing, you can't eat it. So here to say the same thing, that the ze'ev poked the hole in the same hole that was there from before. Amalei, don't ask me a kasha from there. Mikim adam is a surah l'sakanta. Sakana shani. Sakana is more chamer. Sakonah Muhammad, therefore you have to be more makbid there. Really, suffix mutuk was chazaka. And sitting by a food, cheskas heter, the cheska that it's not sakonah is good. But sakonah is Muhammad. Amalei Rava, maishno suffix kanta luchumra, suffix suna luchumra. What do you mean? What's the suffix suna luchumra? Not tafuka by sakanta. Amalei Abaya, plus shani lobin esura sakanta. You don't think that sakonah is Muhammad than esura? I'll bring a raya. Vailu suffix tomus ram spekatar. The halacha is if you leave Maya Megulim, even though you didn't see a snake. Maya Megulim for more than 20 seconds, we'll see that the Shiran Daf Yud is also to drink from it. Why? Maybe Nachash came. So you see, Safik Zasa. And Mishuz Rabbim, we know, a Safik Tumash Rabbim is Tar. So obviously, there's a chil between Yeshua and Sakanta. So Rabbi says, no, don't ask a kashmir there. Only Hosam, Hilchasa Gemir Law, Mesaita. Special like Halacha Mashina from Mesaita. That Mas Soita, which we know Suffolk, a Soita is a Suffolk if she was Mizana or not, we asked her, but that was always in a secluded place. So Mas Soita b'shishiyachid, af Tuma b'shishiyachid. So just like Soita b'shishiyachid, so Tuma learned out from there that Dafka b'shishiyachid speka asura, but we learn out from there that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is Tahira. Suffolk Tuma Rabbim is Tahira. So the bottom line is like this. We had a kasha from a case of Sakana. Zokt, Zokta Baya, that's not Shver. Why not? Because it's Chamira Sakanta Miyasura. Freaked, Rava, what's the difference? Why is kind of, they're both. Shafik Yasura is also awesome. So Baya says, well, you're not Mechalik? Shafta Mishram Mistar. Rava says, no, that's because Lacham Mishina. Bevetzem, both Shafikas are equal, and therefore you should have a Kasha. By Shafik Nekev, it should be Aser, because it's in Rosh Hashanah, for example, and therefore it should be Aser. And it could be also a suffix. Only the suffix Jiyach it should be the case of. I'm not sure if it's only the daf by Tumah. Tumah is different. The whole din suffix Tumah is only daf by Tumah, not by other things. So here, but by etzem suffix goes to Yisura. So it is a good comparison. Rav holds. Baya says no. Chamira sekanta Yisura. Sekanta is more chamer, and we'll continue with that sugya and Metz Hashem the next shir to continue with that.